store layout and design. This can prevent theft before loss occurs by taking away opportunities to steal. So again, instead of there's a capacity of stacking 10 products, the store team gets 11 products, they display 10, they will for one product, that is the possibility, there's an opportunity to steal. So again, there's one way of shrinkage. Design must ensure that customers have to pass cash till and store and staff to exit store. So normally in case of hypermarket and departmental stores, the cash till and design is such a way that customer, in case he or she has to go out or exit the store, they have to pass through the cash tills, and there are a lot of people monitoring, there are a lot of people standing over there. So there is head cashiers standing, probably he's monitoring, there is a cashier doing for billing, there is a support staff or a housekeeping staff kept for packaging the product. So there is a psychological thing on the customer that so many people are observing, and he or she would be deterred to do a stealing or a shrinkage. So the store design has to be in such a way that the product doesn't go out without billing. So that takes care of design must ensure that customer have to pass cash till and staff to exit store. Mirrors can eliminate blind spots in corner that might hide shoplifters. So there are multiple mirrors kept so that in case in corners, and there are blind spots which have been created so that it deters the shoplifting person to when they do a stop lifting. Mirrors can eliminate blind spots in corners that might hide shoplifters. So there are mirrors kept in different angles at the trial room at different angles so that it gets visible. The shoplifters can do and cannot do any shoplifting. Etiquette lighting must be maintained in areas of store and fixtures. Display must be kept low for better visibility. So normally better lights, adequate lighting will help. In case the store is not properly lit, it will not be captured in CCTV cameras, or probably if it's not lit, customer can pick a product, put in her pocket, or in case if she's a lady, she can pick a product, put in her bag or a clutch or in the wallet, and she can go out. So adequate lighting has to be maintained at all areas in the store fixtures and display so that it does not encourage any staff or as well as customer to do a shoplifting. Right fixtures for high value and theft prone items like razor blades, cigarettes, cases, etc. Store must arrange for special fixtures that can be locked. So high value products like cases or saffron, that is high value products, or in the best example of high end razor blade would be Gillette, which is costing between 300 to 400, 700 rupees. Or in case of expensive cigarettes like Marlboro or other expensive cigarette, right fixture has to be provided with lock and key. Nearby cash till, so when a customer intends to buy, a staff comes, they open the lock, they remove the product, or a pink slip billing happens. Normally a pink slip billing is there's a slip given to a customer, the customer goes, pays for the product, comes with the bill, and then the product is handed over. So that is one of the examples of curbing shrinkage. So in case of jewelry also, jewelry comes under pink slip billing, or watches, perfume comes under shrinkage and comes under high value. So a pink slip has been issued, or normally the slip is issued and the product is handed over. In case the slips are not issued, there's a right fixture with a lock. The customer comes, he picks up the product, which is again kept near cash till. So he comes, he pays and then goes out. So there's a control, there is a check, the customer pays for the product and the product doesn't go out without revenue being generated. When such customer asks for such products, staff can issue lock cabinet, issue from the lock cabinet. So when a customer requests some products, the staff will come, he'll open the cabinet, hands over to the customer, escorts the customer to the cash till, the customer pays and the product is billed and the money is taken for the product, for the shopping which customer has done. To reduce the theft by customer, process must be followed. Depositing bags at the baggage counter, putting neck lock on hand purses, allow inside store, disallowing exit of customer from the entry area. So to reduce shrinkage from the customer angle, normally the bags are deposited at the baggage counter. Now in case of valuables or laptop, customer can carry the bag. Now to again safeguard the store interest, the bags are sealed using there is a string which is used during the neck lock or hand purses. The zips are sealed with a string. So that is one of the control check which can be done. And there is one more thing where can customer are allowed to exit via exit area only. So when a customer enters from an entry area, he's not allowed, and the exit is normally designed in such a way that the customer has to pass through the cash till from the cashiers, head cashiers or the support staff, and while doing an exit there's a guard as well. So all these steps will ensure that the staff or all this stuff will ensure that the customer doesn't do a pilferage and he doesn't get he gets noticed, and the any product which is going out without billing can be curbed. So must be equipped with closed circuit television, CCTV, surveillance camera, and must be monitored to a spot any suspicious customer's movement. So normally all stores nowadays have, and even in malls have, a CCTV camera which is now become mandatory in case of malls, not in case of stores. So it must be well equipped. The high products which have high shrinkage things, as mentioned by Gillette razors, or any products which are prone to shrinkage, jewelry or watches, cameras are there, and it has to be monitored on regular basis. A recording has to happen, and somebody, a guard or the store admin team, needs to monitor it regularly. Now most of the cash tills have cash till cameras, so that what amount is being given by the customer or what is received, or if there is an error on part of the cashier while doing billing, or if a customer has this is also beneficial in case customers bought 10 products, but while scanning customers the head cashier has only scanned 9 products. So that is also a help. It helps in training the cashiers as well, in case there is one of the reason for the shrinkage, it's a cashier's mistake, instead of scanning 10 products he scanned only 9 products. So CCTV can help in training that and curbing shrinkage. So that is one of the points, there is one of the audit points, there's one of the check for the internal staff which is the cashier. In case the customer is stopped, cameras also help in curbing the shrinkage. The customer knows that he can be caught and that can be used against him. Recording helps to justify as a proof in case any customer is caught red-handed while stealing. So in case a customer has done pilferage, he or she has pocketed a product, or he or she has kept the product in the bag, and it's caught by a guard, and the recording helps as a proof that okay, you were caught stealing and there's a proof. So that can be used in case the company wants to file a police complaint or do a legal, they want to take a legal action. So that recording helps as a proof, as a evidence. Electronic gadgets and scanners are used to signal to security guard when someone tries to slip out of door without paying for an item and having the tag removed. Security tags and cameras are used to signal to security guard when someone tries to slip out of the door without paying for an item and having the tag removed. So there are security tags which are available. There are two types of tags. One is a soft tag and one is called a hard tag. The soft tags are normally made of paper, or it has an electronic chip or a magnetic chip. Similarly, a hard tag is put on more products like apparels and other things. So in case of wallets, the soft tags are used, which is a small square something. The size is like a small square which is pasted inside. Now once a customer buys a wallet, the tag is being removed by the cashier. In case of denims, there is a hard tag which is being used with a pin. So there is a pin and there is another product which is clubbed together. So once the billing is done, the customer pays, the cashier or the support staff removes the hard tag. So in case the customer is doing a shrinkage or a pilferage, he is not paid for the product, or he or she is hiding the product in his body, or they are in his or her bag, they go out. Now if the tag is not removed, it will beep. So once the beeping happens, the security guard asks the customers to come to a site. He'll cross check, he'll ask for the bill with very polite manner, please show your bill, and he compares the bill with the product. So in case there are 10 products, in case there are 11 products and billing is only done for 11, billing is done only for 9 and one product is pilfered, these steps can help to curb shrinkage. So this is a security measure taken by stores. There are security antennas which beep with regards to the security tags. So that is one of the way of curbing shrinkage. So in case there are chances, if a cashier has forgotten to remove a tag, the antenna will still beep, then in that case the store team needs to apologize to the customer and the tag is removed. So normally when a cashier takes the payment, then post that once the bill is generated, the invoice is generated, the tags are removed. Silent posting enforcing security messages and anti-shopping signs like shoplifter will be prosecuted, should be displayed in clear, visible locations. So, lot of organizations put a signage which says you are under CCTV surveillance. So that is one of the example. Probably one departmental store follow shoplifter will be prosecuted. Some stores display signage, smile, you are on camera. So this signages deter customers. They announce the signages announce that they are being watched, and any activity of any shrinkage or any shoplifting will not be tolerated. There will be strict action or measures will be taken against the customer, and this also helps the internal customer, which are staff. So the staff also know that okay, the recording is happening in case they do a shrinkage or they pilfer a product, and that gets recorded. The strict action will be taken. So these signages helps in stopping shrinkage for internal customers as well as external customers. So this signages has to be placed at the store entrance and various location. Normally, the signages are kept below the cameras so that the customers also know any shoplifting done by them can be recorded, and action will be taken. Customer service, elements of friendly, helpful service naturally conflicts with the accessible environment, shoplifter warned. So putting CCTV right, putting system in place, right, keeping a baggage at the baggage counter, putting cameras, exit via from the exit which is while crossing the cash till. So these are the ways, these are the elements, but again it's in that's done in such a friendly and helpful manner that it doesn't hampers the normal regular customer's shopping experience. And in case your shoplifter wants to do it, he cannot do it because the systems are in place. Greeting customers at entry makes them aware that their presence is noticed. So as communicated earlier or as said earlier, the first entry point when a customer comes in a car, the first entry point is the car parking. So when they park their car, the guard reaches them. So that is the first touch point. In case the customer has come directly to the mall guard greets the customer. That's the first point. In case the customer enters the store directly, the guard at the entrance wishes the customer. So that's the first point. So the guard wishes good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or they say welcome, or they say namaste. So the customer gets noticed, and his entry is nodded, its entry is noticed, the presence is noticed, and acknowledgement is done. Approaching them to ask if they need help and checking in periodically helps prevent them from feeling comfortable enough to steal. So normally a trolley is provided, or whenever staff is there available for helping. So, in case if the customer is left out alone, probably the customer can do a pilferage or can do a stealing, because he or she knows that okay, there's a camera available, there's a camera which is not facing in a corner, or this staff is not available. Probably it will encourage him to steal. In case the staff is there available for help, it will deter customer from stealing. If employees are motivated, fairly paid, and empowered, they are less likely to feel compelled to steal. So in case the staff are motivated, their regular growth is offered, they do their job very well, they do their hype, they do their global count, they do their PI very well. So it will help them to do their job, and they will not compelled to steal, or they will not cheat with the organization. So regular training, upgradation of their skills, in case they are doing well, they get regular promotion, incentives and salaries being paid on time helps to motivate a staff, and they will less likely they will do a stealing. For staff exit, security must ensure frisking with body and bag check. So normally there's all processes laid by all organization. The staff entry is normally different compared to the customer entry. So whenever a staff exits at the shift, when the shift ends, a body frisking is a must, and their bag check is a must, which all organizations follow. And in case of staff purchase, entry has to be made, the bill has to be signed by a manager. So these are the checks maintained, these are the SOP points which are made and followed by different organizations at different level. So these are the check which ensures that the staff doesn't do pilferage, and which doesn't result into shrinkage. Unwanted and frequent staff movements in and out of store during working hours should not be allowed. So normally every staff has a shift, so they have been given a lunch break and they have been given a tea breaks. So as per the roster, they need to go out of the store during the lunchtime or during the tea breaks. So unwanted and frequent staff movement needs to be curbed. It needs to be checked. In case if a staff is time and again going against the roster, the store prevention team or the head or the store manager team needs to take action against that staff, or if it's a discipline issue, the staff needs to be counseled, told, and ensure that the stinker doesn't happen. Personal cash must be declared by all staff during the store entry. So every time on a shift starts, whenever any staff is coming with cash, they need to declare the cash what they are carrying, and entry has to be made, and the physically the cash has to be shown to the guard. And in case if during the shift timing they have gone out during their lunch break, they have withdrawn cash, probably an ATM slip has to be there, and again a new entry has to be made. So that is one of the check, one of the audit parameters. Normally the SOP is laid down. So all this cash has to be declared while entering. Normally some organization while going also they check, while staff is doing an exit, they show that personal cash morning there, and when they enter they had a, for an example, they had 400 rupees with them. Probably in a day they would have spent 40 or 50 rupees, and while exiting they can show they have 350 or some lesser amount. Probably it cannot be more, and if case it's more, they need to have a supporting, or probably they need to make an entry. So if they have withdrawn from ATM, an ATM slip has to be there, or in case they have received a cash, they would have given a loan to their friend and that friend has returned the loan. So in case during lunchtime they have more cash, then they need to declare it while coming back on the shift. Dead spots inside the store must be manned adequately, and shrinkage prone item must be avoided for storage or display such area. So dead spots where customer doesn't go, or there are places where customer, the traffic is less, there has to be adequate lighting, probably there has to be a CCTV camera monitoring, or there has to be staff deputed so that it doesn't encourage customers to, that doesn't encourage shoplifters to do pilferage or shrinkage. So that has to be, that is one of the points. Staff has to be deputed in high product areas, high value products. So in case of saffron, or it has to be kept in lock and key, or in case of razors, high-end razors, it has to be kept in lock and key, staff has to be available, and global count has to happen so that proper inventory is maintained and it results into right inventory available at the right time and curbs shrinkage. Adherence of structured and clear policies helps in reducing shrinkage and loss. So as I said, the loss prevention team has made the various checklists, there are SOPs available. Time and again, the store management team and the loss management team has to adhere to the clear and structured policy. Regular checks have to happen. Sudden checks during receiving, sudden checks while billing, sudden checks have to be done on periodic basis to ensure there is no shrinkage at store level. Policies and procedures must be documented, regular stock checks, process audit must be conducted, and strict action must be taken for internal theft. So once these sudden checks are done by the store management team, loss prevention team, or profit protection team, and if they found there are lapses and the process is not being followed, whether it's stock while receiving way, the stock warehouse in charge is involved, or head cashier or cashier is involved, a wrong product is billed, or products are not being scanned, strict action has to be taken as per the policy. Probably first verbal warning, secondly first written letter, second written letter, third warning letter, and probably the staff is then terminated. So entire HR process has to be followed, or the policies and procedure has to be followed before terminating any staff, or any action has to be taken. The staff needs to be trained, or he needs to be suspended, or he needs to be removed from the shift, trained again and put back. So there are different actions which needs to be taken. In case if a staff has been caught red-handed doing an internal theft, then probably the strict action has to be taken as per the process laid down by the organization. Proactive loss prevention programs help far more in the post stock check seeking of explanation of high shrinkage. So proactive loss prevention is again which includes PI, which is perpetual inventory, or global count. So that is proactiveness. The store management team is first counting the physical stocks, checking it against the physical stock. That is one proactiveness. One more thing is there are guards kept in civil clothes who are called vigilant guards. So they roam around in civil clothes. They are not in uniform. So that is one of the proactiveness. In case a customer is doing a shoplifting, assuming that there are no guards, he or she is caught red-handed, and there's a CCTV footage which proves that okay, the customer is involved in shrinkage. So that is one of the proactive actions taken. Perpetual count, that has been there. High value products are kept in lock and key, or a slip book is used for billing purpose. So that is proactiveness. So these are the various way where the company curbs shrinkage, ensures profit is maximized, the margin loss is less, and the organization grows. Important for stores selling perishable items like fruits and vegetables, fresh meat and seafood, even has a live bakery. So this is an example of dump management. The dump is normally perishable items like fruit and vegetable which gets perished or which gets damaged. In case of live bakery, the product has acquired fresh meat and seasoned food. So there is a percentage which is allowed and which can be dumped. Requisite approvals are needed to dump these products. So once a percentage is derived, once you have that percentage, once it's determined that okay, this will go in dump, requisite approvals are taken and the product are dumped outside the store. Leftover for the day is either salvage or has to dispose or thrown away in call as dump. So again, in case of in the store or a department hypermarket has a food product, in case if it's not consumable or it's not edible, or in case the vegetables the fruits and vegetables which have got rotten needs to be disposed of. Expressed as a percent of sales and hovers over 5 to 10% of sales. So percentage is derived by the head office and the regional office. It cannot go beyond 5 to 10%. They need to check. In case if it's beyond 5 to 10%, probably the chiller is not working or the freezer is not working, or the products are not displayed properly, or they are not stacked properly, which is resulting into more dump. So a deep down, they need to go deep down and check in case what's the reason of the dump, why it's, the dump percentage is more. So they need to go and do a correction in that as well. For a given sales level, the higher the dump, higher is the loss and hence lesser than net margin. So in case the dump value is high, they need to check in case the customers are not buying, or the whether the fruits and vegetables are not fresh enough, or is there any specific reason why the dump is high. So a regular check has to be done by the department manager as well as the store manager team. Dump is directly related to the profitability of the category. So in case the fruits and vegetables are not being sold and the dump value is high, it directly related to the profitability of the category, particular category. Dump arises on account of incorrect or accidental handling, rotting of stocks more than sales, quality issue or spoilage due to waste and rodents. So in case the products are not being sold or not displayed properly at the front level, at the store, shop floor level, so it will result into incorrect display or accidental handling. In case if it's kept in the back stock and it's damaged due to pest or rodents, it will not be able to, it's not in sellable condition. So it will again result into dump, which reduces the margins and reduces the profitability. Dump is a fact inevitable to protect margins, careful assortment planning, buying, receiving, storage, preservation, adhering to FIFO. FIFO is first in, first out. Proper display handling, sales liquidation, and timely salvaging has to be done. So in case, I'll give an example of FIFO, which is in case of fruits and vegetables. So just an example, if it's today is the 1st January and there is fruits and vegetables just coming, and it's displayed properly, proper chillers have been maintained, or it's displayed in a hypermarket it's displayed, if customers not bought it, and being a 2nd January, now they need to ensure that the first, whatever is received on 1st, gets sold out to the customer. So that's basically FIFO. So in case if the products are not displayed properly, or it gets damaged during display, or it gets damaged during backstock, timely liquidation has not happened, which will result into dump, which will again result into loss for the organization. So salvaging can happen that okay, out of just an example, out of 10 apples, one is getting rotten, so one needs to be removed, 9 pieces are on display, so that it doesn't, that's applicable in case of mangoes as well. So one rotten product is removed, the 9 mangoes are salvaged. So right action has to be taken at the right time, so that the freshness is maintained, the right customer gets a fresh product, and it also maintains the margin, it also maintains the ambiance, the store is properly, the right product is available at the right time, and it helps into customer satisfaction. Every day post salvaging, the leftover products which has to be disposed of are kept aside separately and weighed. So once the dump is generated or salvaging is done, right action has to be taken, so that in case it has to be dumped, it has thrown out. In case of scrap, the money is generated and it can help whatever reducing the amount of the loss. They are recorded in a dump register and then after security check handed over to the municipality vehicle to dispose of. So in case of fruits and vegetable, once this dump is generated, approval has been sorted, entries have been made, the security guard does the checking part and it goes out and it's disposed to an area which is demarcated by the municipal organization and it's thrown over there. Products are fit for use within specified time or manufacturing date which are there declared expired are not fit for use. So again, the department manager ensures that expired products are removed off the shelf, and in case of vendor return, it goes to the vendor. In case of its in-house product, in case it has to be disposed of, then it will be thrown out. It will not be kept available on the shelf for the customers because it will create an health hazard. So the right action has to be taken. Uncertain, reduced or fluctuating sales leads to product expiries. So this can happen in seasonal sales or product which are seasonal. So you cannot, a person cannot predict or they cannot forecast how many, this can be, the classic example would be of mangoes. So no one can predict how many mangoes will be sold during a season, or there is a forecast mechanism, but it would not be that accurate. So uncertain, reduced or fluctuating sale leads to product expiries. Chances of there are products which normally the product gets sold in first week when normally people get salaries, or in the fourth week when there's a month end and probably people have used their groceries and they need to buy. So third week probably the sales are low, which can result into an expiry also. So they need to be planned accordingly. The stock movement has to be happen. FIFO has to be followed. So whatever is inverted first is displayed and it's sold and helped, which helps into inventory. Mishandling of products, infestation by pest or rodent results into damages. So while removing product from the back stock, if it's not handled properly, it's damaged, it goes on floor, the customer doesn't buy, it results into damages. Infestation by pest and rodents. So if pest control treatment has not been done by the store admin or the store warehouse person, the product is damaged by the pest or by rodent, so you cannot sell that product. So if it's fruits and vegetable, it has to go in dump, or it's any other product, it will go into damages. This results into loss to vendor for returnable products and store for non-returnable products. So in case the product has to be sent to vendor, it gets damaged, it goes to the vendor, the product is not available, money has to be paid, it doesn't realize the entire value, and again it's a loss, it's a shrinkage, it's a leakage. It's in everyone's interest, the vendor, merchandiser, store team to work together, keep the product and expiry and damages to minimum. So right from regional office, head office, the merchandiser, the store team includes backstock person, warehouse in charge, head cashiers, cashiers, salesperson, department managers, team leader to ensure that the products displayed are right product available, the damages are reduced, and thereby ensuring margins and reducing shrinkages. Near expiry products are taken care well of, and everyone, the customer doesn't get the expired products. So all this team work together and provides superior customer experience. The various initiatives to keep losses to minimum are stock management, proper handling, timely liquidation, correct buying, category management, receiving control and pest control. So all these steps help into reducing shrinkage. Timely intervention is a must. Regular communication has to happen and corrective action will result into less shrinkages. Near expiry and product damage must be taken off from shelves and moved to store warehouse. So any products which are near expiry has to be removed and kept at the back stock. In case it has to be returned to vendor, then proper process has to be followed. Mail communication has to happen, outward entry has to happen, register entry has to happen, and it will go to the vendor. In case of distribution center, DC delivery, same process needs to be followed, but physically the stocks will go to the distribution center. These stocks are either returned to vendor in near next exit with next visit with proper documentation, or stored separately to be audited by the stock control and approved by the merchandiser, after which these are disposed of. So in case the product needs to, these stocks are either returned to vendor in next visit with proper documentation, or stored separately to be audited by stock controller and approved by the merchandiser, after which these are disposed of. So in case the vendor, it's an RTV return to vendor, the product has to be returned to a vendor, then it has to be kept in a separate area, and next time the vendor is visiting, it can be handed over. That is the one time, that is one activity which can be followed. Again, there's a stock controller and there's an approval mechanism which is in place. So the product will be handed over to the vendor post approvals. In case approval is not there, the stock will not leave the back stock from the back warehouse. That is one step. Second thing, in case the product has to be scrapped or it has to be dumped, once there is an approval, post that approval, the necessary action has been taken. So that is one of the audit check. Any activity with regards to stock needs to be audited, and proper documentation has to be there so that any stock coming in, going out, complete history is available, and anyone can check and ensure that the right stocks, correct stocks are displayed, and it helps into reducing shrinkages. Certain kind of products are sold as scrap to other vendors and help in generating some salvage value, which can partially offset the loss. So in case the products of in case of fruits and vegetable, in some things can be salvaged or sold as scrap, so thereby reducing the loss, it can help into the partially offset the loss. So the sentence is self-explanatory, doesn't need to, I don't have to elaborate much on that. All the remaining damaged stock is that not taken back or either by supplier or business to business, B2B vendor, and also expired product is then taken up for disposal at the right process laid down by municipal authorities and the retailer. So every wherever there is a hypermarket available or wherever a retailer is selling fruits and vegetables, the areas are demarcated by municipality to dispose of fruits and vegetable dump or any dump which is food waste. So there are areas demarcated which has to be followed, the local laws, the law of the land has to be followed. So all this product needs to be done, all this damaged product needs to be disposed of. Once the process is done, all the paperwork is done, and it's disposed in a proper way so that it doesn't create any health issues for the citizens. So in case of perishable products, if it's business to business, or in case the vendor is taking back, the vendor is also responsible, so he or she will take back the product and dispose in the right way. Thank you.